whip up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
Greg Cool Hill Man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
LB came out and started pounding the you-know-what out of Max. Poor Max.
Just get up there, but beat the bag out of Max.
Yes, he was literally pounding him into oblivion.
Max is huge, though.
Yeah, but Max doesn't know how to
box. He's not a fighter.
Nobody knows how to box. Yeah. LB knew how to fight. And Max was like, LB, stop.
He needed the cold. He needed bongos. Like that.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
What if ChatPT, whatever the hell it is, GPT?
Yes.
GPT.
Yes.
What if it wrote him a song?
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
We're all named All-Stars yesterday. Chapman led AL receivers in votes. I know he said, I always go back to Cleveland for the fourth. Like, go get some plate on your food and enjoy the day. But, like...
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
I definitely need to see Wiggy fall off a paddleboard again.
That is extremely difficult to do.
Were you sore the next day?
No, but I just...
I was expecting like, maybe some abs.
No, it is very difficult to get on the damn thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how people get on it.
That could be a weight issue.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everyone?
Good morning.
What up? Another steamer out there. I left the top off the Red Turtle. Shime, in Curtis's absence, what time is it going to rain? What time is it going to rain?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to rain today, Greg, but not until later in the afternoon.
Okay.
There's actually a flash flood warning in effect starting at 2 p.m. this afternoon.
All right. Mm. So I should be okay.
Yep, you should be fine.
Yes. Okay. Would you trust Jackson in an emergency downpour with putting the T-tops back on the Jeep or no?
Is it like you
it's
hit a
button? It's not that complicated.
Okay.
Well, you do have to hit buttons, and sometimes he's not so great at hitting the right button.
Yeah. In the rain, too. I'll go up.
In a panic situation?
You'll take care of it, Courtney?
Yeah.
Well, Red Sox did what they were supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
And beat up on the Rockies last night, 9-3 final at friendly Fenway Park. And a Roman candle was lit in the fifth inning last night, and his first home run at Fenway Park. So
can I also say Richard Fitz, what a cutie. Had a great outing, said he's going to take the lineup card, frame it for his man cave. Like it's cute. It's nice to see.
Yeah.
MLB players still get excited about performing well and wanting to keep that as memorabilia.
Yeah. Well, when your ERA is 19.
Why do we have to be negative?
That's
he had
why
a good
you
wanna, outing.
You want to save that lineup
card.
But yeah, I mean, if you can cobble together, there's no concern whatsoever about Garrett Crochet. And I guess no concern about Lucas Giolito. But
I don't have a concern over Brian Bello. I think you have three guys that...
And then you can cobble the rest together.
Yeah.
And not be in full panic mode when Dick Fitz is out there. Mm-hmm. Then maybe, the resurgence is underway and will continue.
That was a Wiggy Jinx right there. Brian Bello today probably will put up a stinker.
I mean, he's been every outing. It feels like he goes six innings for the last.
I agree. I'm just
seven or eight starts. So I think when you look, the bats are going.
Yep.
Your pitching is going. And if you continue to do that, it seems like they'll be right in a position come trade deadline where the expectation is you get some help.
The only concern I have is that the whispers about Jaren Duran are getting louder and louder and louder. And maybe I'm misjudging the affection that Red Sox fans feel for him, and maybe
yeah, I think you're misjudging that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I do not. I completely disagree with what you
said. Really?
So, yeah.
Yesterday, I don't know if it was Passan or whoever it was talking about maybe as many as 12 teams that have interest and that they have been reaching out. And is it going to be difficult for Krieg Breslow to say no when you can look at the opportunity to not only improve in a position at a position you need to improve at this year, but also for next year? And so, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this question. Would you want Duran or Anthony?
I would want Roman Anthony, I think, for the future.
Let me ask you another question. Sadan Rafaela or Duran?
It's a toss-up between those two guys in my mind.
See, I don't think so. I think Sadan Rafaela is a far better fielder.
One was an all-star last year.
Right, last year.
So, yeah, no, I understand that Duran is off a little bit this season. Yeah. But
and Rafaela is hitting the cover off the ball right now. Yes. Three homers in three straight
one
games.
Sean, would you prefer Rafaela to Duran?
No, I mean, I think long-term, Duran is the better player, but you're also going to get a higher return for Duran. So if you're looking to flip a player for another starting pitcher or another, say, a big bat at first base, Duran's probably the guy that's going to get traded, especially the way Willier came back from his injury. Like I said, Sadan's tearing the cover off the ball. Mm-hmm. Plus, as Wiggy pointed out, one of the best defensive center fielders in the game right now. Duran just seems like the odd guy out, unfortunately.
Right. You have enough in the outfield where you got younger guys and you signed Rafaela to a very team-friendly deal for the next, 8 years. You want Roman Anthony up there. Willier Abreu's back off injury. He's been doing well. So I think when you start to look at value pieces that you can move to get pieces back to help your team, it's Duran.
603 text from New Hampshire, where we were last week for an incredible finish to the roadshow season. Red Sox would be stupid to trade Duran.
Yeah.
Would be really, really dumb at this point.
I don't think so.
According to that texter from New Hampshire. So.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think when you start to look at where your team is and you need help, and if Duran could get you some pieces back, if Duran could get you, like Shyam said, a bat to go to first base, another legitimate starting pitcher, you have enough guys that can get the job done.
You just have to give him the opportunity to redeem himself on that massive fumble over the weekend on that ball. I learned in Little League, Shyam. You always go back on a ball. You never come up on a ball.
Always.
Ball hit to the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
It's back.
First step back.
Go back first.
Yep. Can't have her go right over you. But he's made a couple blunders in the outfield this year.
Yeah, but who on that team has not?
No, that's true. But you got guys that you are looking for the future for. And I think that's the biggest thing right now. Because if they really wanted Duran, and I don't know what his contract situation, where he is, the whole, you know how baseball is. Just like I would think with Sadan Rafaela or Christian Campbell, I feel like you could have got something done with him.
The we've got a club option for 2026. It was a one-year contract for 2025 with Duran.
So if you really wanted him.
Yeah, he wanted them to redo his deal, and they did not redo his deal, correct?
Yes.
He wanted a long-term deal.
Yeah. Doesn't that tell you something right there?
$3.75 million for 2025, $100,000 buyout for the $8 million club option in 2026.
Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? If they really felt like Duran was going to be a big part of this team moving forward.
But to Greg's point, who Jaren Duran was when the Red Sox made that deal is a different Jaren Duran than we have now when it comes to fans and the fans' feelings.
No, but I'm talking about when did he sign the deal?
It was the beginning
of this season?
Yeah.
Okay, so last year he had an unbelievable year. They knew who Jaren Duran was.
I'm saying heart-wise. Greg's talking about fandom surrounding Jaren Duran. The fandom surrounding Jaren Duran is through the roof right now when it comes to Red Sox fans. So
yeah, but if the fans care about winning, that's all it is. I mean, the fandom was through the roof for Devers, and then guess what? They shipped him out of here. The fandom could be through the roof.
Wiggy, weren't you just a couple weeks ago pleading with Krieg Breslow to not trade Jaren Duran?
Yeah, I was. I was, but he looks like the odd man out. Doesn't he?
That is the legendary Wiggins flip-flop.
No, no, I wouldn't trade
right
him.
In front of your eyes.
I wouldn't trade him.
Right. But you think they will.
Yeah, I think they're going to trade him.
Will. Yeah.
All these roads lead to that.
Yeah. Here's a 508 text that says, if the Savannah Bananas can catch balls while doing backflips, why can't Jaren Duran right. catch a ball in the outfield?
Right.
It was amazing. We didn't get to it yesterday because of the lengthy tribute to the great Lyndon Byers on this show, but it's amazing how many people went to Fenway Park to see the
Savannah
Bananas over the weekend.
Oh my God, I would have gone.
You would have gone.
Yeah, like I think the Savannah Bananas are so cool. It's I mean, people rave about it, seeing it in person. So yeah.
That's the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. Yeah.
They do the All American Rejects played there instead of playing at the Dive for us, Shime.
I'm kind of pissed about it. What happened to the backyard shows? Why are we doing it at Fenway?
That's a failure on your part. Well, they did Fenway, and then they went over and did Lansdowne Pub, I think.
Okay. So double dip.
Honestly, they do a really good job. Yeah. I mean, they got Brock Holt out there. They got Matt Barnes out right. there.
Doug Flutie.
Bill Lee.
Yeah. The spaceman.
Bill Lee at 78 years old.
Still
is
going.
Able to throw a much better ball than you or I.
Oh, yeah.
From the mound at Fenway Park.
Still throwing strikes.
So, yeah. But they do a pretty good job with it. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show, including our leads, which we will begin in about 10 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes or so. They said it coming up at 7:20 this morning, and we will discuss who Patrick Mahomes is leaning on for some mentoring help when it comes to getting back to winning a Super Bowl, and it starts with G. And it ends with oat. So we'll get to that during They Said It a little bit later on this morning. And then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45 on today's show. And that includes an incident of Pokemon collector line cutting rage, which led to violence in California, Shime.
Big boy violence, too.
Yeah.
Big boy violence?
Yeah, like not just
like
a little
big boy
like,
on big boy? Or yes. like.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it wasn't a slap across the face.
No. And it wasn't somebody who was using a lightsaber. Because that would be crossing the nerd streams.
And well, yeah, then somebody would have gotten cut right in half, you know?
You never want to cross the nerd stream. No. So that will be a part of the news a little bit later on this morning. And as always, we are asking for your input this morning in the form of a voice note on any topic, one that we have discussed, one that we haven't discussed, whatever is on your mind, leave it as a Hill note on the Odyssey app, and you will see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Click on that, speak to your heart's content, and we will play the best Hill notes back on this show at about 9:20 this morning. And speaking of the Odyssey app, that is yet another way that you can listen to this show, and you can listen to it at your convenience. So if you want to start listening at 10 when we are done on the radio, then you can do that. If you want to start listening at 2, you want to listen at night, whatever. And you can listen from virtually anywhere in the continental U.S. on the Odyssey app as well. And can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. And good morning and hello to those of you who are up early and watching. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And if you're in the market for a diamond and you haven't gone to see my friends at Springer's, then what are you doing? Get up there and see them. Not only will they sell you a new diamond for less, but they will teach you everything you need to know about how to buy them at springersjewelers.com. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now show brought to you by Jackson Lumber. The Sox take the first against the Rockies, 9-3 the final. Roman Anthony had his first Fenway Park homer, while Richard Fitz went 5 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 6. Now, Skater Girl Sherry in Twitch had a good point. Is Curtis the problem with the Red Sox?
You mean he is gone and they start to perform?
Correct.
I am praying that when he finally arrives back here, after his complete and utter abuse of the flex time policy, the Red Sox are smack dab in the middle of it, Wiggy. There will be nothing better than that in another week if he gets back and they are making a solid run for it.
He'll find some way to blame the front office, though.
It's not that, honestly, it's not that far out of the realm of possibility.
I mean,
you complete the sweep here.
Yep.
And then you split the next series, and you are right in it.
Yeah.
Sam Kennedy told us that last week, so he was on to something.
Yes.
The Sox have another with the Rockies at Fenway tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with Brian Baio getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NBA, the Clippers, Jazz, and Heat agreed to a trade yesterday that sends Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to the Lakers, and Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson in a 2027 Clippers second rounder to the Utah Jazz. And Drake May and the Pats aren't waiting for training camp to build some chemistry. May, Josh Dobbs, Ramondre Stevenson, Stephon Diggs, Kendrick Bourne, Kyle Williams, DeMario Douglas, Jalen Polk, and Hunter Henry all got together to work out yesterday.
Uh-huh.
There's a nice photo of all of them on the field on Twitch and YouTube for your viewing experience. So
I like to see.
Yes.
Was Steph Diggs in his feels over the breakup or what?
I don't know. There's nothing better, I've heard, than getting with your boys after a breakup.
That's true, Courtney.
Yeah,
That's where you want to be.
What do they say? Get over somebody by getting under somebody?
Well, that's a bit different than what we're seeing here. But
yeah, instead he got under a back shoulder fade. That's what he was doing.
All right.
You know how we feel about bros over you-know-whats.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Honestly, I think it's good that distraction is gone, if it actually is.
I think they'll be back.
It seems like he cheated on her.
Yeah, that's kind of
what... That's the word on the streets.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had him a rider right there. I don't know what he was doing.
What do you mean?
He had him a good one. Cardi B.
I can have whoever he wants.
Cardi B is pretty up there for having whoever you want.
I don't know if you can get above Cardi B.
Well, you know what I always say? Show me the hottest looking woman in the world, and I will show you a man who is tired of you-know-whatting her. And unfortunately, it happens. All right.
Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. And just letting you know, that works both ways.
Really?
Yeah, no doubt.
Have you ever heard of Tom Brady?
Yeah. Oh, you know what Cardi B's going to do now.
What happened to him?
Are you saying that Giselle was tired of making love to Tom Brady?
I'm saying shame on her.
Yeah, she stepped out.
So
I guess you're right about that.
Terrible.
What about, has it ever happened to Liam Hemsworth? Helmsworth, whatever his name is.
Is that Chris's brother?
I believe that Miley Cyrus, there was some infidelity there on both sides, I believe. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What is wrong with people?
Anything's possible.
What's
wrong with people? Like, you don't know anybody who's ever cheated?
Now, do you think that Cardi B will stay in the athlete realm?
Or
do you think she'll go rapper or actor or regular Joe?
No, I think Cardi B, like knowing Cardi B, Steph Diggs, she'll go next level. So she'll elevate like she did when
Justin Jefferson or something
like that? Yeah, she'll go, I don't know, Miles Garrett or something. She'll step to a whole nother level.
Well, that's what's trending. Up next, we'll have our leads.
Well, I don't want to speculate irresponsibly on this show about the reason that Cardi B and Steph Diggs broke up. But good point in the Twitch chat during the break. Could it be the scientific report over the weekend that the BBL smell is a real issue?
Oh, I haven't seen this.
You haven't?
No.
Yeah. Are you thinking about a Brazilian butt lift?
No.
Okay,
I've seen
good.
It.
I'm not.
Okay.
But apparently it's a side effect, a gross side effect of the surgery.
That's cap.
If you go and get... Why are you offended by it?
Because you go to any strip club in America. Well, not any strip club.
How do you know? You might not be experiencing the smell because of the other odors that are in the strip club already. No offense.
You go to a good strip club, there ain't none of the odors in there. You go to a strip club and there's some odor in there. You done walked in the wrong strip club.
It's a horrible thing. Like, these people are apparent. This is doctors and science reporting it.
I've heard this.
It was in the New York Post over the weekend.
Why would that happen, though? They use your own fat and then just re-inject it.
They just say it's a side effect when you are sitting, when the individual is sitting and or sweating for an extended period.
It's called not washing is what it's called. Well, maybe, you don't need a BBL to stink.
Maybe you can't access it. Like, it's a problem with the arm length.
Well, you better get a bidet or something. You better figure it out. I mean, I've been around plenty of people, men and women, no BBLs that stink. Lotion, cologne.
It's like another reason why you don't want to screw with what God gave you. Like, just like accept it and be happy with it. You don't need to be getting your butt lifted toward the heavens.
You can do whatever makes you happy.
Have you ever seen a good BBL?
You can continue to do those.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a good one?
How do you define what a good one is?
Megan Thee Stallion. Like,
Megan Thee Stallion. Yes. She ain't got a BBL.
Oh. What?
No, she ain't
Wiggy,
got
you are so wrong there.
Courtney, stop it.
Emergency top five best BBLs.
If you could
right now.
I would say.
Number five.
Lotto's got a good one.
Lardo?
Yes.
Number four.
Lotto.
Okay, who's
she's
that?
She's a rapper.
Okay, she's a rapper. Okay.
She's got a good one. Ooh, Bernice Burgos, who was Jalen Brown's ex.
Oh, she's got a good BBL?
Oh, man, Google her. Like, LB was
number
saying.
Three.
Cardi B had a good one, but her legs are getting a little too skinny.
Number two.
Number two on the list. Number two. SZA's got a nice one.
SZA?
Yeah, SZA's got a really...
Number one.
I have number one.
All right, who is
Dale
it?
Here.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, I don't know why they broke up. I think it's probably a good thing when it comes to football because there will be no distractions, no boat distractions, no relationship distractions for Steph Diggs. We need him locked in, laser focused on this upcoming season. For the New England Patriots.
Being single, Steph Diggs could also be a massive distraction.
You think he's better with a girlfriend?
Well, I mean,
I
don't know.
I mean, did you not
New
see
City?
That? Did you not see that thing about Steph Diggs several years back when he was with the Vikings and they were like,
Who would you not let date your sister?
And everybody was like, Steph Diggs. He fought them streets.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on the show this morning, including they said it at 7:20. And that is a quick back and forth on everything they said yesterday, including what Patrick Mahomes said about trying to get back to his Super Bowl winning ways and who he is relying on when it comes to a mentor. So that is coming up at 7:20 this morning. And we will get to Courtney in today's news at 7:45, but right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black woman keep rolling on fast, just the same.
Black woman keep on rolling.
Mississippi, moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Black woman keep on rolling.
Mississippi, moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Black woman.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Yeah, keep on shining your light.
Chime, that is the Doobie Brothers. Great catalog from the Doobies.
Excellent catalog.
Are we getting a lead from Jackson today? Does Jackson have a lead?
He always has a lead. I think he was ready with one yesterday, too, but we were strapped for time.
Jackson, come on in. And I think in Curtis's absence, it makes sense for a Jackson lead. And today's leads are brought to you by Subaru. It is going to be a Subaru summer. So find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I see Jackson plugging his headphones in and preparing himself this morning. Jackson, hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning. I'm ready.
Do we get a choice on the theme of the lead like we did last week?
No, I did not have a multiple choice this time. I have one very clear lead.
Well, this segment, The Leads, is a segment in which we tell you what we think might be top of mind throughout the day today. So, Jackson, go ahead.
Well, over the weekend, the godfather of heavy metal, Ozzy Osbourne, with his original band Black Sabbath, they played their last show of all time.
Yes.
And it was an emotional roller coaster, to say the least. It was a great show. Lots of huge bands, Anthrax, Metallica, Lamb of God, a lot of other ones. Steven Tyler came out of the woodwork and did some Aerosmith songs, and he sounded really, really good.
He did.
Really good, right?
So maybe Aerosmith will do some kind of "We told you we retired, but we're going to gouge you for money" tour.
Yeah, I think that's the under the radar nugget of the whole weekend.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Nuno Bettencourt was playing guitar for Black Sabbath at one point.
He was playing in the All-Star. There was an All-Star kind of group that got with him and Tom Morello and a bunch of other guys from Judas Priest. Nuno Bettencourt is the best guitarist on any stage he steps on, for the most part. He's incredible.
I mean, Eric Clapton, hello.
Yeah, it's a different style.
Okay, but that's not what you said. You said best guitarist.
Yeah.
He's not a better guitarist than Eric Clapton.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, technically, definitely.
Oh, my God, Jackson.
Uh-oh.
What is wrong with you?
Technically, how dare you insult John Mayer like that?
Ozzy sounded, like Ozzy.
I watched some of the highlights, and I thought Ozzy, for his age and for everything that he has been going through, fighting Parkinson's and the amount of drugs and things that he did to his body, I thought he sounded pretty good.
I thought that it was brave and courageous of him to come out. His voice has been on the on the decline for a while now, but people give him the benefit of the doubt because he's Ozzy, he's the man. He still has the same quality of his voice. It's just not as strong. But what a great show! My fiance actually cried when Black Sabbath played their last song. Yeah.
Huh. Did she cry because of the performance or because she realized that she was still with you?
Yeah. Well, maybe it was a mix of both. Okay. Maybe she just took ownership of her life.
And that's it for Ozzy.
He
will never perform again.
Wow.
Yeah. And did you see Kelly got engaged? His daughter Kelly backstage.
Oh, she got engaged. Who did she get engaged to?
He's a guy in Slipknot. He does the turntables in Slipknot.
Yeah, I just saw the photo of him down on one knee. Very nice.
That family is often credited with having the first ever reality television program. And Wiggy, you love reality TV, so
I would agree with that.
The Osbournes was, many suggest, that was a precursor to the Kardashians.
Right.
To all of that nonsense. You can thank the Osbournes for Love Island or for whatever it is that you're obsessed with. Is it Love Island that you and DMs are obsessed
good
with?
Pull. Yeah.
Is that the one? Everybody's watching
very
that
good
one.
Right
everybody.
Now.
I can't take any more of that. I fight with Lindsay every night about whether we are going to watch the Red Sox game or Below Deck.
Mm.
Like, I cannot watch another episode of Below Deck.
Mm.
Maybe switch it up and go with Below Deck Med or Below Deck Down Under.
Don't tell me you're into all that.
Of course.
You are?
It's so good.
Yeah.
Those
shows are the best.
What? The best?
Yeah, it's just mind-numbingly enjoyable television.
Not better than reality TV.
No.
And you just watch all of these really rich people make fools out of themselves on board these massive ships.
And then you get the women with the Australian accents that are hilarious.
Yeah, and then the stews and the deckhands, they all start hooking up with each other.
I've been on so much ratchet TV. It is like I could put you in so many. Pop the Balloon. I'm based off a body. Drewski. There's so many good Love and Hip Hop, Basketball Wives. And Real Housewives of Atlanta is one of my favorite ones.
Massive drama that just came out. I told Greg Craig to watch it. I don't think he started yet, but We Were Liars. Wild twist at the end.
Is that a reality show?
No. It's a drama. It's based off a book.
You recommended that show.
Yes.
And Lindsay would not watch it because she had seen on TikTok that something happens. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, because you did spoil that for me.
And does that happen?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like
a dog thing.
Yeah.
And she won't. There are people who just won't watch. Is there anything in television or film that occurs that is a complete trigger for you? For me, I can keep watching, but I cannot stand when they show somebody vomiting on television or
really?
That bothers you?
Or in a film.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
A dog dying for me is
really
bad.
That would be right.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be a John Wick fan then?
I've never seen it.
John Wick. You're not an Exorcist fan, Greg, because you don't want to see nobody throw up.
Some people are bothered by you talking about Exorcist like in that vein. People are bothered if there's somebody watching, like a storyline is a creepy person watching them or something like that.
Like The Strangers, great
movie. That's a trigger thing for people.
Watching through the window.
Yeah, they got the Strangers Part 2 about to come out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, Jackson, great lead. Thank you. I was watching. Has Ozzy had the BBL surgery? It looked like he had. No.
You know what? He might have, because that's Sharon. She's addicted to it, and she gets him to do it, too.
Yeah, but Sharon's definitely probably got some work over there.
Jack, pretty good lead. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shime, good morning.
Morning, Greg. So, non-sports lead from me today. A movie that I have been dying to see finally comes out this weekend. Actually, in just a couple of days, on Friday. I know Wiggy's interested as well. And the early reviews ahead of the embargo are very positive. That would be the Superman movie that releases on Friday, July 11th. Perfect birthday gift for me. And I will be going to watch it this weekend. I'm thrilled.
At the theater.
Oh, yeah. I will be on Sunday at the theater watching this movie. I cannot wait.
Do you have a theater of choice that you go to?
So I'll either go to, if I want to, for convenience, I'll go to the one down the street from my house in Lowell, the Showcase, or I'll head over to the O'Neill Cinemas down in Littleton if I want to get really frisky.
All right. I might go check it out Sunday too, Shime.
Who's in this?
So Rachel Brosnahan plays Lois Lane, Nicholas Holt plays Lex Luthor, and then I think his name is David Corenswet. Is the guy who plays
the
Superman.
The new Superman, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so Superman is played by an actor that nobody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of what you want. Like, you want it to be a nobody.
That's what we want, Yeth.
You don't need it to be comics. Like Ben Affleck or something.
Yeth. Haven't you read the comics?
But, Greg, as a DC diehard, I always have been. I've always been DC over Marvel.
Okay.
I believe DC has better stories in the actual comics. They just haven't been brought to life on the film, in film as well. I'm very excited for the start of Superman with James Gunn at the helm. So I am pumped that the reviews so far have been very, very positive.
And most Supermans you wouldn't know when they started. Like Henry Cavill, he was a kind of a nobody when he became Superman.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
that was one of the launching points of his career, I tell you.
Who was the original one in
Christopher Reeves?
Yeah, I guess he was not that well known when he got that role.
No, you.
How many movies have there been, though? Like, what can they do that's new with it? Like, why are you so excited? Or is it just because you're young and you never saw the originals?
No, I've seen them all, but like I just think there's so much source material, Greg, when it comes to comic book characters.
There's so many source material.
There's hundreds and hundreds of stories. Like Batman, it infuriates me to no end. As a absolute diehard loser Batman fan, it pisses me off the stories they choose to tell with Batman, because half of them, there is no source material and they just want to make it up and it's dumb, when they could just use the actual material that they have, build a script from it, and it's already an amazing story. And so it's just like, look, I'm just really excited that Superman seems to be off on the right foot, the DC Universe off on the right foot. I am very excited.
Snack of choice for you if you can only have one?
Only one?
There's only one right answer.
No, I know you would say popcorn, Courtney. I would not go popcorn.
At a movie theater? Yeah, I think most people would.
No, a lot of the times the popcorn gives me a tummy ache.
I go Twizzlers.
It's probably more the butter, but it is still. Yeah, Twizzlers are a great choice. I'll probably go Reese's
Twizzlers
Pieces.
Twizzlers is not a great choice.
I love Twizzlers. Yeah. But I'll go
that's
Reese's
Pieces. Like missionary.
I'll go Reese's Pieces.
Okay. Oh, no,
I
awful.
Can rock with you on that shot. Yeah, Reese's Pieces is good. No.
Mine is Butterfinger.
I know.
And the thing is, you get the box and there's
what,
three
you go see Dr. Wu the next day to get your teeth drilled out?
They do
get
stuck.
The box and there's three of them in there because of the shortflation or whatever they call it.
Yeah. I'm with you, Sean.
It's popcorn and then it's Bunch of Crunch.
Bunch of Crunch also dynamite.
It is unbelievable. And if you put the Bunch of Crunch in the popcorn, delicious.
Yeah. I don't know many people who immediately go to popcorn. It's kind of bland.
That is so crazy to me.
Popcorn is missionary. You talk about Twizzlers.
Peanut M&M's also great choice.
Oh, yeah.
Chime, I'm with you. I'd go Reese's, too. I like Reese's.
Okay. Chime, thank you.
You're welcome.
A lead from Courtney, lead from Wiggy, a lead from yours truly, still to come on today's Greg Hill Show right here at WEEI. Hang on, because they said it is coming in about a half an hour, 7:20, a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday in sports, including who Patrick Mahomes has chosen as his new mentor. And I wish Curtis were here to talk about that choice, but we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up. We should open up the weather window. The WEEI weather window is presented by Window World of Boston, and you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month. Go to windowworldofboston.com. All right, Sean, poke your head out. Oh, wait, it won't fit. We need a big
You're right, I got too much knowledge up in this big head of mine.
We need a bigger window. Poke your head out and give us the forecast if you could.
Yeah, please. So Greg, right now it's 76 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston, but there is a heat advisory going on through about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Because
90 again today?
Yeah, it's going to get into the 90s. Heat index values up to 100 are expected. Also be aware, flash flood warning for after about 2 o'clock this afternoon, because you could get 1 to 2 inches of rain per hour. And so just be careful if you're in urban areas or anywhere that kind of tends to flood. It could get a lot of rain.
All right. And long range, it looks like it's going to rain on and off for the whole rest of the week, including the weekend.
It seems like the humidity is just kind of linger here, Greg. So you're going to get showers sporadically throughout the week, but nothing too crazy.
So we basically we got one good weekend last weekend, and then that's it. We're back to rain every weekend.
Saturday looks like it could be the one lone good day of the weekend. Okay. As of right now, my models aren't as good as Curtis. I'm on the discount models here, but it looks like 81 degrees and partly cloudy on Saturday at the outlook right now.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
In Curtis's absence. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We have some more words being exchanged between people at baseball games. Anthony Volpe's dad got into it with a Mets fan before the Yankees beat the Mets over the weekend. We have the audio of this going down. It's kind of hard to hear, but let me play it, and then I can read to you what exactly was exchanged.
Okay. All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Sit down.
Let's go.
Your son is the best. Your son's the best. The best.
So Michael Volpe can be heard saying, let's go, at first. And his wife is holding him back. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, you can see this going on.
How old was the agitator who was saying something
another
about
adult
his son?
Male.
Okay.
Adult male.
But like 20s?
No, 30? I think I think that's his son sitting next to him that you can see in the Mets jersey.
Okay. He's standing up berating him.
Yes.
Wanting to fight him because he said something about his son.
No. Anthony Volpe's dad is in the background, sitting, getting held back by his wife. He is yelling at the Mets fan who is in the forefront with his people that were around this go down were saying to reporters, media that were asking them that basically it was kind of like a Anthony Volpe, you suck type deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's an opposing team. It's a fan that's yelling something. Mm-hmm. If it's not over the line, I think this is when I have a bit of issue with family members. And I get it's hard. It must be so hard for Michael Volpe to hear people say terrible things about his son. But if somebody is sitting near you and says, you suck, that comes with the territory of playing MLB.
Nice.
I love the fact that players are starting to stick up for themselves when people step over the line, and we've seen mm-hmm. that a few times throughout the season. I just don't necessarily know if this is one of those instances.
Yeah, you just got to be careful around the family members, I guess, because, you know, you suck is not a bad thing towards an athlete, but when it's your son who's playing and you're the dad and you're like, somebody's like, oh, you suck, you bum, you can't.
Yeah, but I don't think the athlete necessarily wants his dad.
No.
In the case of Halliburton, in the face of somebody that he's on the court playing right. against, or in this case, yelling at fans because they said something about right. him. Like, it's just I don't think the player wants yeah. that.
And it adds only more headlines around a season that I'm sure you don't want a lot of headlines around. He's not having a good season, so I'm right. sure for him, he's like, Dad, relax. The mom, you could tell, is saying stop. To yeah. say let's go, like, I'm right. sorry, you're in your 60s. Are you guys going to throw down?
They might. That's, I mean, have you again, not seen like
yeah, old man strength?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you guys are both dads with yeah. sons. I'm sure, you know, at sporting events, if you hear somebody say something, you get Papa Bearish.
Yeah.
But if it's at a professional level, I think.
Yeah. Right.
I would try not to sit in the family. I would go to the road games.
You see Wiggy at a UMass game this fall going off on somebody because they said something about one of his kids? I don't think so.
I don't get in that role.
How are we looking for the boys? Are we gonna see some playing time?
Yeah, I mean, both of them are expected to play, so we'll see what happens.
Are we going to do a tailgate?
Yeah, I mean,
we should do a show tailgate at a Minuteman game.
Let's do it. I am down for
who do they play this season?
They play, they're in the MAC now, and then, you know, obviously on the road, they go to Iowa and they go to Missouri.
Okay.
They play all the MAC teams.
Oh, we're not going to
Iowa. Yeah.
There's probably a good home game.
Mm-hmm. They open up the season, I think, at home against Temple.
Yeah.
So there's some good home games.
We also have to try to pull off, I'm assuming that Bill O'Brien will be on the show again every Thursday during the football season, right?
Yeah.
We have to try to pull off something at BC because he wanted to do it. We mm-hmm. wanted to do it. It was kind of late last year, but
I think we should definitely
work on that again.
Yes.
With fall right around the corner.
I'm on Shime Island.
I mean, I think both of the games would be huge. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay. So. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
A lead from Wiggy. And my lead is I like to explore the differences in generations. Shime. I don't
interesting.
Know if, I don't know if you know that or not.
I do. But yeah.
A new Gen Z work trend. Has caught my eye.
Okay.
And it's happening in the bathroom. So I will get to that during my lead coming up.